Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Happy Sunday, and I've pretty much spent the weekend celebrating myself. It's my birthday today, and I can think of no better way to end this day of celebration and a reminder that we all grow older than sending another podcast out into the world. This time, I'm introducing you to Bjorn Lestrud, and he and I have a somewhat similar tale. Although he did work in corporate America for much longer than I did, there came a day where he thought, I can't do this anymore. And so, the rest, as they say, is history. Leaving that 9-to-5 job life, leaving that stress, going out on a quest to figure out how the world works, how magic works, how we can bring miracles into our lives. That's what Bjorn did. He basically left his corporate job and went seeking. And I so love those kinds of adventures, and I really love those kinds of stories. How someone can just quit their life one day and go out there with all the mystery in the world and refashion a new kind of life. So now, without further ado, here's Bjorn and his tale of adventure.
As I'm walking out the door, I saw this dragon appear in front of me in such detail. It was kind of shocking the amount of detail this thing had. And it just looked at me very sternly, it seemed like. And then I saw it blow this, like, what looked like almost like fairy dust, smoke, whatever, at me.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you. I mean, I can't even believe this. You've already told some stories that are really just captivating and profound. So thank you. But I would love to ask you the final question of the podcast, which is, sure. You know, I would love for you to share, if you have any other stories you'd like to share, something that you thought, this is a ridiculous question based on what we've talked about so far, but I am going to ask it. Anything magical or miraculous that you've experienced in your life, maybe inexplicable, mysterious? I'd love to hear anything and all that you'd like to share.
Okay. So I have these different guides, call them spirit guides, that I've met. And depending on a person's background, they can interpret that however they want. If they see things through the lens of Christianity, then you could maybe refer to it as the Holy Spirit, or how I would experience that. I experience spirit as like my primary guide in the form of a blue dragon. And the blue dragon being my primary guide. I have others that I've met, but that one being the main guide, the one in the boss. And so the first time I met them was in an ayahuasca ceremony. I decided to go outside, take some rest. As I'm walking out the door, I saw this dragon appear in front of me in such detail. It was kind of shocking the amount of detail this thing had. And it just looked at me very sternly, it seemed like. And then I saw it blow this, like, what looked like almost like fairy dust, smoke, whatever, at me. And I didn't think anything of it at the time. But, you know, so Tulum and that whole area is in the jungle, and there are a lot of mosquitoes, right? And people, you get bit a lot, especially in the summer, which was, that was like July or August. After I saw that dragon blow that smoke at me, the mosquitoes completely left me alone for the next year. I might have gotten 2 mosquito bites total in a year, and they were both just on my ankles from that point on.
Okay, mosquitoes
are my foe. I just have to tell you. I love living in the desert Southwest here in Santa Fe because they're like few and far between. If they even like exist here, they can't. It's like impossible. So I love that story. I think it's really interesting because the other interviewee that I had, my guest, Ethan, talked about actually, and I'll share this story with you. I think you'll find this interesting. So Ethan is he studied with the Shipibo people. He learned their chants, their healing songs, and he is a physical therapist here in Santa Fe. But if you want, while he's working on you, he'll ask you, can I sing you a song? Can I sing a song over you while I'm working on you? So besides for the fact when I was interviewing him, you know, he said during one of his ayahuasca ceremonies, this other like world opened up where he saw all these dragons flying around, you know. Yeah. This was during the interview. This is after the experience I had with Ethan. So I love your story about the dragons. So he was working on me and he was singing. And, you know, I know nothing about the Shipibo at this point. I know nothing about anything. And I'm lying there and my eyes are closed and he's singing and working on me. And all of a sudden this like creature comes out in my mind's eye. And it's like gray, green, leathery skin, kind of quizzical, like, and the whole attitude was, I'm just checking out what's going on. I want to see what's happening here with this. And I thought, you know, the logical part of me was like, what is that? And so I'm thinking, okay, it's not a Komodo dragon because I've seen that documentary. It's not a monitor lizard because I've seen that Smithsonian documentary. It's not, you know, I go down my list of like, I'm like, I have no clue what that is. And, you know, it just looks for a while and observes and is like, hey, yeah, what's going on? And then it disappears, you know, and so Ethan, you know, this session ended and he said, I just want to ask you, did anything, you know, different occur? And I said, well, yes, this creature came in and I said, I was trying to figure out what it was. It was not a monitor lizard. It wasn't a Komodo dragon. It wasn't this and that and the other. And he said, oh, was it a dragon? And I said, oh my God. Yes, I didn't even go to dragon because I'm like, we've been told they don't exist, but it was a yes. And he said, oh, the song I was singing you was about a dragon. And so I just thought to myself, okay, I just experienced something completely magical and completely mysterious, but also ridiculously gorgeous. And I need to keep that story close to my heart to remind me of how gorgeous and fabulous this world actually is. You know, once you start to open yourself up to it, and once you're willing to maybe, you know, go places where other people who are kind of constrained by fear are not able to go, you kind of can see further and see the possibilities that are there that most people can't see. And that's what I appreciate about that story is that, you know, here you are, you go outside for a rest and you have this vision, right? This dragon comes to you in such detail and it's so beautiful. And you're like, oh my God, this moment, this epic moment in your life. And he blows on you. And besides the other blessings, he also makes you immune to mosquitoes, which a lot of people think, oh, that's so pedantic and humdrum. But no, I'm sure when you're in Tulum, it's like a gift from God. You're like, you people don't understand. So that's what I love. It's like this profound seminal experience in your life. But there's also this added like kind of everyday gift that the dragon bestows upon you. And that's what's so fabulous about it.
Yes. And I've found too the dragon energies, they have such a sense of humor and lightness about them. They're just a joy to work with and experience all together.
Yeah, that's what, you know, Ethan said, what was your feeling from the dragon? And I said, you know, kind of like a little stinker. He wanted to see if you were doing it right.
Exactly. They like to get up to mischief if they can, in a good way, though.
Yeah, my kind of people.
that's a wrap, everyone, on this week's episode of Bite-Sized Blessings. I need to thank Bjorn for being such a great guest and for making me laugh, and also for his sense of humor and his laughter. Honestly, when I interviewed him last year, because yes, it's been that long since I brought this episode out, I just knew that it would be really fun to produce. And so this week, yes, it was really painless to produce this episode. Bjorn does have his own podcast called the Blue Dragon Healing Podcast. So if you want to check it out, please do. There will be a link in the episode show notes, as well as a link to his website, so you can do a deeper dive on this gentleman and what he's doing in the world. I really encourage you to check out each and every one of my guests. They're all so unique, and they're all really striving to make this world more sparkly and fun for everyone else. Thanks to everyone who listens, and thanks to everyone who has written a little review or left a rating. I've gotten a couple more in the last couple of weeks, and that has been seriously fun. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Bjorn. Be brave. I mean, Bjorn could have stayed in his corporate job. He could have said, "This is it. This is my life," but he did not. One day he looked around and he realized, I'm not happy. My body's not happy. My psyche's not happy. I'm miserable. And yes, it's scary to go out there in the world not knowing where the road is going to take you. And yes, sometimes it might feel like stepping off a cliff. But there is a plan for each and every one of us. And I think the universe likes it when we show up and we're brave and we have faith in the universe and we trust it and we step off that cliff, knowing and hoping that the universe is going to catch us. So be like Bjorn, be brave on your adventure, have trust on your adventure that all will be well, because it will. This universe has your back, it has my back, it has Bjorn's back, and it wants what's best for us. Never forget that. I'll see you next week for the very next episode of the podcast. And with these last few hours of my birthday, I'm going to relax, read a good book, and celebrate myself just a little bit more.